A natural way to help lower your cholesterol without the side effects from prescription medication? Take Kwai garlic tablets every day. In study after study, Kwai garlic has been proven to help lower cholesterol and support cardiovascular health with no side effects. Kwai is easy to swallow and closest to fresh garlic without the odor. What's the downside? Only your cholesterol. Kwai, that's K-W-A-I. Kwai is available at Walgreens, Rite Aid, CVS, Albertsons, and leading retailers and health food stores everywhere.
Hi, I'm Morgan Freeman. America's National Park System is one of the best ideas our country ever had, and I've got a lifetime of memories to prove it. But our parks are in trouble. Inadequate funding and other pressures are risking some of America's most awe-inspiring places. To help, visit www.americansfornationalparks.org or call 1-800-NATPARK. 1-800-NATPARK. There's just too much to lose.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Kerry blast Bush on the economy and Iraq. John Kerry appealing to middle-class voters today, worried about the economy, he told voters in Iowa. The Bush administration policies mainly help the wealthy. Kerry also taking the president to task over the disappearance of hundreds of tons of explosives in Iraq as U.S. troops made their drive toward Baghdad. In Minnesota, Kerry said the administration was warned about the existence of those explosives and their location and did nothing to secure them. Kerry says now they may be in the hands of insurgents. Kerry says Bush owes it to the U.S. troops not to put them at greater risk, and he says Bush owes Americans real answers and not political attacks. His running mate, John Edwards, accused Bush and Cheney of, quote, using our troops as shields to protect their own jobs. He hit back the president's claim, Democrat John Kerry, making wild charges about the circumstances of those missing explosives. Why did George Bush take 3 days to finally say something about those 380 tons of missing explosives? John Kerry said they did nothing to secure them, and now they're gone. What did George Bush have to say about this? He said, John Kerry doesn't support the troops. Edwards asked from a platform in the middle of supporters in a gym, aren't we sick and tired of George Bush and Dick Cheney using our troops as shields to protect their own jobs? That kidnapped British aid worker is pleading for Britain again to withdraw troops. Al Jazeera broadcast the tape of hostage Margaret Hassan pleading for the release of female prisoners in Iraq and the withdrawal of British troops. The kidnapped British director of CARE International also called on the aid organization to close its offices in Iraq. A clearly distraught Hassan spoke into the camera, blinking back tears. She was kidnapped on her way to work in Baghdad a week ago. No group has claimed responsibility. Britain began redeploying some 800 troops toward the Baghdad area today. That move aimed at freeing up U.S. forces for an assault on insurgents in areas north and west of Baghdad. Catherine Harris telling police she feared for her life when a car swerved toward her as she stood on a sidewalk in Sarasota, Florida, yesterday. The Republican congresswoman said she couldn't move as the vehicle headed her way and then, at the last minute, turned. Witnesses say a silver Cadillac sped through an intersection and headed straight for Harris. She has been seen, of course, as the bane of the existence of Democrats since the Florida recount in 2000, which she presided over. She's now seeking re-election to her House seat. Police have charged Barry Seltzer with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. He's being held pending a hearing in Sarasota County tomorrow. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 800-921-BURN, and you'll get $20 off two bottles of Cortislim. Call 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please go up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Hi, this is Otto Franken, Al Franken's good-for-nothing alcoholic older brother. On my brother's next show, he'll be talking to Renegade, Bush Elector, Richie Robb, Mediamez, David Brock, and Glenn Moore, a candidate for U.S. Congress who Al seems to think is pretty special. Be sure to listen to my brother's show, okay? Can I get that beer now?
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you for joining us this evening. It's about 7 past the hour. File it away. We're at 866-303-2270. Have a lot of ground to cover tonight. We are joined right away, right out of the box, by Mark Crispin Miller, who is the author of a couple of excellent books, The Bush Dyslexicon, and his newest book, Cruel and Unusual, Bush Cheney's New World Order, and he's also a movie star now. Mark, it's been a long time since we've talked. Everything that you and I talked about 3 years ago has come to fruition, has come to pass. We're in a world of hurt, aren't we, pal?
Yes, we are. Why didn't they listen to us 3 years ago?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I'm assuming that most of the audience knows who you are. In addition to being an author, Mark Crispin Miller is a professor of media studies at New York University and lives in New York City. So I'm assuming that most of the people who listen to Air America Radio are familiar with your work. The Bush Dyslexicon, which was the first book of yours that I read, was just stunning. I have not gotten very far into Cruel and Unusual yet, but my God, how did we get to this? We'll talk about the movie in a second. How did we get to this?
Well, we are in a bad way. You know, we're in a place where the framers of the Constitution never expected to see us. I think they would be horrified, all of them, you know, and they didn't agree on much, actually, but I think they'd probably agree that the position of the United States, the position that the people of this country are in vis-a-vis the government would no doubt appall all of them. And I think, you know, this is happening for a lot of reasons, but I think paramount among the many reasons is the abject failure of the press in this country, the mainstream press, to do its constitutional duty and keep the people informed about what the government is up to. I mean, that's the point of the Freedom of the Press Clause in the First Amendment.
Right.
Not there to help Rupert Murdoch make money. It's not there to help art museums put on risky shows. It's there to help Americans govern themselves by making sensible decisions based on all the facts. And the stuff that we're not told in this country, the stuff that we're not told but people in other countries are told, I mean, the news organizations abroad tell their people more about what's going on here than people here know. Just one example, you know, I was struck today by the fact that there was a piece in the Times about the Republicans' claims that the Democrats are planning to steal the election.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
Oh, my God.
And that, and then later in the day, Ed Gillespie came out with some kind of a statement about the outrageous allegations that the Democrats are making about the Republicans. He referred to them as filth. Well, you know, I'm impressed that was the subject of a piece in the Times. I wonder why the Times hasn't covered, for example, the break-in at the Lucas County Democratic headquarters. That's where Toledo is.
Right.
2 weeks ago, they stole 3 computers with very sensitive files, including election security information.
Mm-hmm.
We got the Sproul and Associates, which is working in many states to, you know, basically suppress the Democratic vote through phony voter registration drives.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, we could go on and on, but the point is this: there are many glaring and, you know, demonstrable examples of Republican chicanery, like hiring these thousands of goons, you know, to police the state of Ohio on Election Day.
Right.
There are really no examples of Democrats doing likewise. The examples the Republicans come up with are laughable, like a purse stolen out of some Republican office, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not saying that Democrats are angels, but the fact is we have one party now that is far closer to fascism than to conservatism.
That's very true. It's one of the themes that I hear on this program constantly. You know, it wasn't just Toledo, but in Fair Oaks, or Sacramento area, Fair Oaks, California, an office of the Democratic Party was hit by vandals. This is just reported in the, what am I reading here? Oh, KCRA television in that area. So, these break-ins, what is going on with Sproul and Associates, it's really, really something to see. These people are not just playing hardball, Mark. They have determined, as you point out in Cruel and Unusual, that there is a new world order, that Cheney and Bush will retain power, and that this new world order has its basis in religious fundamentalism, and it's retrograde, it's regressive, and by God, it is here.
It's here. I know. Yeah. It's you know, I'll tell you something. When I first started to talk about this, you know, the movie you mentioned is based on a show that I've been doing for a couple of years, and I have really been struck by the speed with which most people now will accept stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Accept statements that used to strike a lot of people as excessive. You know, I used the term Christo-fascism in Cruel and Unusual and in A Patriot Act, which is the DVD. And I remember, you know, half the time I'd have to kind of defend myself and explain what I meant and be very careful, draw distinctions, you know, but it's no longer necessary. And this is true, let me add, with the number of Republicans I hear from. The Republican Party is riven in twain, you know, that it's really falling into two halves.
Mm-hmm.
There was that great piece by Ron Susskind in the Times magazine a couple weeks ago about Bush and his sort of psychotic certitude, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really struck by the quote from Bruce Bartlett at the beginning, who was a Reagan cabinet member,
mm-hmm.
saying that if the Bush team continues in power, I mean, he used the word reelected, but I don't use that word.
There's a civil war coming within the Republican Party.
Exactly, a civil war coming in the Republican Party, because, you know, a lot of Republicans are rational people.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of capitalists are necessarily rational people, and this is an irrational movement. Well,
and this idea of crypto or hidden fascism it's not the least bit necessary anymore. You know, I use the term quite a bit on this program, and I think that most Americans, not necessarily the people that tune into this network, but most Americans don't understand how close to the surface, maybe an inch or two under the soil of America, fascism really exists.
Well, that's right.
It's always been there, just waiting for the kind of leadership, so-called, that Bush and Cheney and Ashcroft and Rumsfeld and the rest of these people are providing for it to spring fully developed out of the soil. It's not a little tender shoot that we can kill. It's there.
That's right. That's very well put. It's really there. And you know, I have to say the left, and I know that's a vague term, but the left, the non-right, is at fault to some extent, because I think we've been coasting for years.
We've been asleep.
We've been protesting, demonstrating. We've gotten very, very kind of distracted into multicultural politics and stuff. Meanwhile, the right has taken over the system. You know, they've taken over the school boards. They've taken over state legislatures. We wake up all of a sudden and we find that they have come to dominate all three branches of the federal government.
And the media.
Right.
Right. And
well, we have the English department. You know?
Yeah.
Not really an even break.
Well, we have been righteously protesting. They have been organizing.
Right.
They have been taking over the judiciary. They've been setting up the American Enterprise Institute.
Right.
They have produced people like Grover Norquist. And it's been insidious, but it hasn't been that hidden. It's been there. It's been there for anyone who wanted to see it. Some of us have been screaming at the top of our lungs for the past 15 or 20 years, ever since Reagan decided to totally change the complexion of the federal judiciary in this country, and nobody paid attention. You know, the left was willing to say, well, come on now, we don't want to get too hysterical about this. We will turn off our constituency.
Yeah, right.
So here we are. Here we are.
Exactly. You put it beautifully. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, it's a question of patriotism. I'm really tired of the whole concept of leftism. This is not a leftist movement. I mean,
no.
As far as I'm concerned, if we can get out of this crisis with the tremendous benefits that we came in with, I mean, I'm talking about habeas corpus, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of assembly.
We'll have perpetrated a miracle.
We will be in good shape.
That's right. Mark, can you hold on a second?
Sure thing.
All right, I want to do a break. When we come back, I want to talk about A Patriot Nation, the movie that you're in, and also talk a little bit about what we can expect on November 2nd and 3rd and 4th and 5th and 6th and 7th, what's facing this country.
Okay.
So if you can just hold on. Our guest is Mark Crispin Miller. We'll be back in a moment. I'm Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
American way, the new world order. We hold these truths to be self-evident. Well, this is evident, yeah. In the American way, you must get and I shall take. I will tell you what is moral and what's just. If I want, as I will, as I can.
Hi, this is Al Franken, the host of The Al Franken Show on Air America Radio. For the last 6 months, we've been doing 3 hours a day of cutting-edge radio programming. We've had guests like Bill Clinton, John Kerry, and Strom Thurmond.
Yeah, Pekka, it knows no bigotry.
We've covered events like the handover of power in Iraq. We've explained difficult concepts like the growing national debt using nothing more than an ordinary slide whistle. Now we're presenting our show in a convenient, easy-to-use, one-hour version every night on Sundance Channel. Finally, you'll be able to see what we're talking about. Right, Strom?
That's right. Yippee! I'm going on TV.
Tune in every night at 11:30 on Sundance Channel for The Al Franken Show. If you don't get Sundance Channel, go to their website, sundancechannel.com. Al and Sundance Channel. Together again.
Quick, who's accusing the Bush administration of high crimes and misdemeanors? Obsessive secrecy, waging war on the environment. Hint, it's not John Kerry's party. George Bush has become so radical that even traditional Republicans are alarmed and speaking out. In video interviews released on MotherJones.com, big-name conservatives from past Republican administrations are blasting the Bush record. Nixon counsel John Dean charges that Bush's obsessive secrecy amounts to an impeachable offense. Reagan official Clyde Prestowitz says Bush's Iraq crusade and his penchant for alienating allies has made us less safe than 4 years ago. Nixon Commerce Secretary Pete Peterson bemoans Bush's fiscal recklessness and says the ballooning deficit is almost criminal. And Nixon and four DPA directors says that Bush has declared war on the environment. Bush told us 4 years ago that he was a uniter, not a divider. Who knew he'd unite Democrats and traditional Republicans against him? This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
I'm Frank Barbaro, and I'm running for Congress. My opponent, Vito Fisella, has voted with President Bush 98% of the time. From the war to the tax cut, Vito has acted as Bush's rubber stamp. The GOP controls Congress by only 11 seats. The 13th Congressional District is a battleground in our own backyard, Staten Island, Bay Ridge, and Bensonhurst. We can take back Congress. The polls show we're in a dead heat. We've run a campaign rooted in social and economic justice. Unlike Vito, I do not take money from Enron or other corporate interests. I need your help. We need to raise another $100,000 in the next week. Please help today. Go to www.barbaro4congress.com. That's www.barbaro4congress.com. Or call 718-442-4448. That's 718-442-4448. Together, we can take back America. Thank you.
Paid for by the Friends of Frank Barbaro.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
Twenty-two past the hour. Mark Crispin Miller is my guest for this segment. He's a professor of media studies at New York University, an author, a lecturer, a journalist. And I have to say, Mark, I don't know if I told you the last time we talked. It seems like a different lifetime. But your first book, The Bush Dyslexicon, had a profound effect on me, how I interpreted George W. Bush said, what he meant, what he was all about. I had my attitude about Bush, and I had what I thought was information about him from doing the research and from his years as governor. But I swear to God, somebody who has not read the Bush Dyslexicon does not understand George Bush, as far as I'm concerned, the way they need to understand him. So it had just an absolutely profound effect on me. I hope people buy this book, even though it's been out for a couple, 3 years now.
Bless you.
the new one is Cruel and Unusual, Bush Cheney's New World Order, I have been kind of doodling with at night before I go to bed, and I have to tell you, it's just given me bad dreams, but I'm going to read it anyway. Now, the other thing that you're involved in, a Patriot Nation.
Patriot Act.
I'm sorry, a Patriot Act.
Yeah.
Tell us about this film, because this is where you, I haven't seen it yet, obviously. This is where you talk about how the U.S. Constitution is being burned and going to be replaced with religious texts.
Yeah, well, it starts out seemingly as a comic experience, and it is, you know, a lot of it is comic, but it's a film based on the show I did at the New York Theater Workshop for the last couple of years. And it's a beautiful film, I have to say. The woman who directed it, Lilibet Foster,
mm-hmm.
Was nominated for an Oscar for Best Documentary a few years ago. And she came to the show and was very moved by it and put together a crew of really, really seasoned media professionals. Everybody who worked on the film did it for nothing. And we're, you know, distributing it ourselves. It's shown in a lot of swing states on campuses. We were trying to show it all over the world. It's about the dire threat that's posed by the theocratic right to American constitutional democracy. And I have to say, I mean, I can boast of it because I didn't make the film.
Mm-hmm.
It is an amazing morale booster, and I can actually name to you a number of Republicans who have actually changed their vote. Having seen the film. The film is not conservative unfriendly by any means.
Mm-hmm.
It's a celebration of the Jeffersonian tradition. And it's, you know, kind of takes us into the heart of darkness, which is a place that the mainstream press won't go near. And most leftist critiques, you know, as good as they are, tend not to talk about the theocratic dimension.
Right, which I don't understand.
Fanatical dimension. It's hard
right.
for us to understand. I mean, it makes more sense to us who are rational
mm-hmm.
to concentrate on the economic motivations, you know, the crony capitalism and the oil and so on. That's all crucial, of course.
Right.
But, you know, often with irrationalist movements, with hate movements, you tend to run the risk, as a rational person, of imputing your own rationality to what you're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people made this mistake with Hitler, for example. You know, he knows what he's doing. He has mm-hmm. to simply say that stuff to please his base, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, you come to find out a little bit too late that there is not a rational basis to the movement, that it has an apocalyptic side.
Right.
And it doesn't have everybody's best interests at heart. It does not believe in pluralism. It does not believe in the democratic process. It does not believe in popular self-government. It believes in something entirely different. It believes in something that's actually predates the Enlightenment.
Mm-hmm.
And this may sound extreme to people who haven't read around in it, but the show, you know, it covers much of the same ground as the book, but it's much more, you know, dramatic, and we have a lot of visual, you know, audiovisual clips and analysis and stuff. But it's just a great movie.
So
and
this is kind of like, but not quite, like Spalding Gray's Swimming to Cambodia?
It is in the same sort of universe with Spalding Gray's stuff,
right.
Although I have a magician, a young magician with me. Well, he insists I call him an illusionist. His name is Steve Chiffo, and he's a brilliant performer. He's there. He shares the stage with me with, you know, music and stuff. So it's unlike Spalding Gray's films in that it's, although, you know, sort of more varied, but mm-hmm. it is comparable to those.
Now, this is not yet for general release. People can order this, and it comes on DVD. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I want to give the phone number here. It's toll free. I believe this is the right number. 888-304-0043. Is that right?
What number is that?
That's to get the DVD for a Patriot Act.
Well, I can give a website.
All right, let's do that instead.
It's very simple. It's patriotnation.oneword. That's where you got that. Patriotnation.us.
Patriotnation.us.
People go to that website. They can just order it, and they can order it quickly.
Can you stick around?
Yeah.
A little bit longer? Okay, we've got to do a bottom-of-the-hour break here, a little news or whatever we do, and we'll be back and chat a little bit more. Okay, Mark?
Thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, our guest is Mark Crispin Miller, author of The Bush Dyslexicon and his latest book, Cruel and Unusual, Bush Cheney's New World Order. and a movie star now who's in
I wish.
A Patriot Act. Stick around. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Americans have a problem that few people are talking about: the failure of relationships, dating, and marriage in this country. Divorce and depression has skyrocketed to critical levels, and it's obvious that simply getting married will not solve this problem. A bowling league can get you married. That's not good enough for the mental health professionals who are behind Theradate.com. Our goal is to promote long-term bonding relationships that truly last. Theradate.com has no gimmicks, no pop psychology. Maybe that's what makes us really unique. No personality profiles or target groups to pitch to. Instead, we base our site on a revolutionary matching and compatibility system, originally available only for use by therapists, a matching system utilizing over 80 years of psychological research. Log on to Theradate.com to see why Good Morning America, The New York Times, The San Francisco Chronicle, and dozens of other media outlets have showcased Theradate.com's unique matchmaking system. That's www.theradate.com. Check us out. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Hi, this is Al Franken. You know, when I want to relax, there's nothing I like more than a really scary horror film. But with the presidential election only days away, I am so busy following current events that I just haven't had any time to take in a slasher picture. That's why I'm so excited that the terrifying film Bush's Brain is now available on video. Bush's Brain will help you truly understand what's happening inside the White House. It will introduce you to the Svengali puppet master, who's really behind the dirt and deception in the campaign. Find out who is Bush's brain. Call 1-800-750-4856 or go to www.airamericaradio.com. That's 1-800-750-4856 or www.airamericaradio.com. Buy Bush's brain today. Remember, Halloween is just around the corner.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
It's the best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please pull up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hey, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Thursday's Morning Sedition. We've got Ambassador Joe Wilson, the yellow cake whistleblower, on the mess Bush is making of Iraq. Plus, Congressman Barty Frank. He's still gay after 4 years of Bush, and he's working to oust Bush from office. We'll also get a check on the swing states, and we'll check on the end times with Rapture Watch on Thursday's Morning Sedition.
Air America Radio.
Twenty-six before the hour, we are talking with a professor of media studies at NYU, Mark Crispin Miller, who also is the author of two very important books. The first one is The Bush Dyslexicon. Please buy that book and read it. And then the new one, Cruel and Unusual, Bush Cheney's New World Order. From what I've read into this so far, you need to get this one, too. So break down, get both of them if you don't already have The Bush Dyslexicon. Lock your doors and read. And then when you're finished, go see the movie. Now, the patriotnation.us is where people can go to get information about the movie A Patriot Act, right?
Yeah, they can just go there and order it. Yeah, there's also there are clips available on that site as well.
Oh, cool. All right. That's I will definitely take a look at that too.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a press release that came out today, Mark, from People for the American Way. The headline is Ralph Neese making the statement, "Something is terribly wrong in Ohio." It appear that's my home state, and it appear, as a matter of fact, Toledo's my hometown. So yeah, my sister is fairly active in Democratic politics in Ohio, and she told me about that break-in. But why have they targeted Ohio? Is it the Secretary of State there? Is this the new Catherine Harris, this guy who is the Secretary of State in Ohio?
Blackwell, I don't really know. I'm sure you know more about, you know, Ohio state politics than I do. I was encouraged a few months ago but when I heard that Blackwell had declared that they would use no electronic touchscreen voting machines. And
that looked like a good thing, right?
It did, and that's where Diebold's headquartered. So, you know, I thought this was fun. But then Blackwell started pulling one thing after another. He's the Secretary of State there, like trying to reject all these new voters because the paper that they were registered on wasn't thick enough, and you know, this business with the provisional ballot, and now they got goon squads basically hired, very thick on the ground on election day to scare people off voting. I think the answer is that certain swing states are going to be crucially important. There's a really high number of new voters registered in Ohio, as you probably know. I think there's, you know, five new Democratic voters for every one Republican registrant. And, you know, wherever there are new voters, there is a particular threat to the Republican Party, which couldn't win the popular vote on the basis of its agenda, because its agenda, well, to use your word, is retrograde. It's, you know, like a couple of centuries at least out of date. The Republicans have had to resort to a whole range of sort of perfidious or mischievous devices, from, you know, gerrymandering their way into permanent power in state after state, to using these touchscreen voting machines to suppress the vote, to using, you know, violence, as they're going to evidently use in Ohio, or the threat of violence.
Well, let me interrupt, because you know, the idea of gerrymandering, God knows, both parties have done that. The Democrats were essentially in control, the National Democrats in control from Roosevelt all the way up to the time of Newt Gingrich. with a few moments there when they were not in control. But the idea of using deceit and lies, this stuff with this Sproul or Spruill, whatever the hell their name is, in state after state after state now, the effort in West Virginia and Arkansas sending to the voters mailings that say have a picture of the Bible with the word banned across it, that the Democrats are going to ban the Bible. This is and then when I take a look, a hard look at people who support Bush after 4 years of this record, this hideous, horrendous record. I come to the conclusion, I mentioned this the other night, and I'm not the only one to mention this, Mark, that the divisions in this country right now, at least from my reading of history, are almost as deep as the divisions that occurred prior to the Civil War. That may be putting too fine a point on it, but by God, that's what it feels like to me.
Well, it does, and, you know, as I suggest in both Cruel and Unusual and the movie, Patriot Act, we're talking about a division that has actually defined American culture, defined the American electorate from the start, from before the start. I mean, there are people, many people in this country, who really believe that all of its best traditions come directly out of the colonial theocracies of New England. We learn... In high school, we're taught such a brainless version of American history, which leads us to assume or to believe that, you know, the Puritan immigrants and the framers of the Constitution a century or so later were sort of in agreement on everything. Well, that's really false. That's really wrong. The framers were intent on preventing this country ever from sliding into the kind of bloody, fanatical chaos that had afflicted Europe for centuries because of the confusion of church and state. And they also had in mind the clerical rule in places like Massachusetts Bay Colony and Connecticut. That's why they were so intent on the separation of church and state, and that's also why a lot of American Christians, such as Roger Williams and many others, were in full agreement on the necessity of a separation of church and state.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it really is a strong split between those who see this country's finest traditions as having found their fullest expression in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration, and those who basically don't approve of those documents, those who basically try to, you know, they would rather deny the existence of the Establishment Clause in the Constitution. They would rather claim that the separation of church and state is a myth. They would rather forget about Article 6, which forbids religious tests for office holders.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I really believe, you know, in 1800, when Jefferson was running against John Adams, and Adams' Federalist Party teamed up with the colonial theocratic elites that were very threatened by the Constitution, we saw a very similar kind of divide. The Christian theocratic propaganda would say a vote for Jefferson is a vote for the devil and all this stuff.
Right.
Well, we're sort of back there again, but now we have, ironically enough, a far right, brilliantly organized, really along Leninist lines. You know, people like Grover Norquist and Paul Weyrich sincerely praise the tradition of Lenin and Trotsky and Mao. I know it sounds bizarre, but it's all in David Brock's book, The Republican Noise Machine.
Right.
These guys really admire the Bolshevik way of taking over governments, stealth infiltration, and so on. And that's, you know, that's what we got here and now, and it represents the recurrence of something that has really bedeviled us, and I use that verb advisedly, bedeviled us from the beginning.
Well, you know, going back to the 1800s, the presidential contest in 1800 that you just mentioned, this was prior to, the Enlightenment certainly had begun to reach adolescence, but this was prior to Darwin's writings, to Huxley's writings. So they, you know, there was still the possibility, maybe, perhaps, that the irrationalist, what I call the irrationalist idea, still could get a toehold. But my God, this is 2004. Has it come to the point where on the one side now we have people who truly are rational thinkers and the other side irrational or non-rational thinkers? You know, this is what I mentioned this the other night on the program. This is what Carl Sagan warned against in his last book, The Demon-Haunted World. To stand guard against this kind of nonsense. And he wasn't talking about astrologers. He was talking about religionists.
Well, yeah, and this is not to say that the problem is religion per se. I don't even think the problem is religion in politics per se, because we've always had religion in politics on both sides of the issues. The problem is theocracy. The problem is confusing religion with governance. And as Sagan, you know, said, and as you're saying now, the profounder problem is the rejection of reason.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of people on the left, I think, have had kind of a wake-up call, because we've all been used to thinking, you know, conservative, liberal, whatever we are, we've all assumed that the long twilight struggle of capitalism versus communism represented the sort of ultimate clash.
Yeah, not true.
Not true.
But doesn't
both capitalism and communism are enlightenment products?
Right.
We got something that's been around for millennia. We got a kind of fanaticism, a kind of Manichaean fanaticism that sees the world in terms of black and white. We have these people in every religion.
But doesn't that, but you know, not to rattle the cage here, but, you know, I've become such an anti-religionist. I am not anti-spiritual. I believe in the spiritual aspect of the human species. But, you know, you say theocracy, I say religion. To me, the one comes from the other. The religion, by definition, needs to dominate. I can't think of any religion, with the possible exception of Buddhism, I'm talking about global religion, that doesn't seek converts, adherents, and the sense of domination. Now, maybe modern-day Judaism doesn't do that, but the evangelical religions, whether it's Islam or Christianity or Hinduism, they will kill you if you don't believe the way they believe. And, let me stop there. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Stick around for the last segment. Okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. We're talking with NYU Professor of Media Studies, Mark Crispin Miller, author of The Bush Dyslexicon. Please go get that. And his new book that is out now that we're talking about, Cruel and Unusual, please go get that. Take your movie money for the next month and go buy these two books. Back in a moment.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 800-921-BURN, and you'll get $20 off two bottles of Cortislim. Call 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
Attention, Single Air America listeners. I'm here with Brush Lintball.
This is the old Brusho, Brush Lintball,
to tell you about DemocraticMatch.com. You're listening to Air America because you're intelligent, progressive, and like the thousands of members at DemocraticMatch.com, you don't drink right-wing Kool-Aid. Right, Brush?
Right-wing wackos are fine to laugh at on all their radio programs, but no one wants to date one, right?
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Air America listeners and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews. What do you say, Brush?
Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more evolved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to actually meet the other people who listen to Air America, people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. DemocraticMatch.com is completely free for a limited time, so what have you got to lose? Sign up today at DemocraticMatch.com.
Americans have a problem that few people are talking about, the failure of relationships, dating, and marriage in this country. Divorce and depression has skyrocketed to critical levels, and it's obvious that simply getting married will not solve this problem. A bowling league can get you married. That's not good enough for the mental health professionals who are behind Theradate.com. Our goal is to promote long-term bonding relationships that truly last. Theradate.com has no gimmicks, no pop psychology. Maybe that's what makes us really unique. No personality profiles or target groups to pitch to. Instead, we base our site on a revolutionary matching and compatibility system, originally available only for use by therapists. A matching system utilizing over 80 years of psychological research. Log on to Theradate.com to see why Good Morning America, The New York Times, The San Francisco Chronicle, and dozens of other media outlets have showcased Theradate.com's unique matchmaking system. That's www.theradate.com. Check us out. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please pull up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
It's about 9 before the hour. We're talking with Professor Mark Crispin Miller, Media Studies, NYU, also author of The Bush Dyslexicon, which you should have read by now, and Cruel and Unusual, Bush Cheney's New World Order. Also, go to patriotnation.us, check out the film, A Patriot Act. Check it out. You need to do. You just need to do that. Let me put it a different way. Please do that. You'll be glad you did. Mark, we have maybe 5-6 minutes left here. Can you give me a worst case and best case scenario as a result of this election coming up next Tuesday? And I realize that's a real curveball, but
I think I can handle that. I have every confidence that Kerry is going to win this election handily. Question is whether we will know that.
Right.
The best case scenario would be that Kerry's elected and allowed to be president, and the right is somehow inhibited from resuming the kind of constant sliming and obstructionism that they were into throughout the 90s. And then, if I can continue to fantasize,
yeah,
Kerry will be considerably more progressive than Bill Clinton and will appoint Michael Copps as the FCC commissioner.
There you go. Oops, what happened? Are you there, Mark? Okay, we lost Mark. Hopefully we'll get him right back. I hate phone service. I hate it. I hate it with a passion. Mark Crispin Miller is our guest. He'll get back online here in just a second. Do check it out, patriotnation.us. During the break, I went to the website. There's all sorts of information there and some video clips, as he said, from this movie, A Patriot Act. And also the two books that that Mark has written, The Bush Dyslexicon, and I said it earlier in the program, and I meant it seriously, it had a profound effect on me reading that book. And that his newest book, of course, is Cruel and Unusual, Bush Cheney's New World Order. I think we have Mark back. You back, Mark?
What was the last thing you heard me say?
Best case, Kerry wins, is more progressive, appoints Michael Copps to head the FCC. The worst
great.
Case.
That's all I said. well, the worst case is that the Republicans will steal the election again. And I shudder to think what they might do to make that point stick. I wouldn't put anything past them, and I think that the more trouble they're in, the more dangerous they become. So,
we're kind of in agreement there. Now, a worst case scenario or best case scenario, you know, the hard right, the religious right now is being funded by the federal government. It used to be they had to rely on Richard Viguerie's fundraising letters or Ali North's mailing list. That's not the case since Bush took office. The religious right really was starting to die, I think, during the Clinton years. They got reinvigorated when the Monica Lewinsky case came up. But with Bush in, they've had a hand and a mouth at the trough. And
oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Let me recommend another book, too, because I just finished reading it. It's Esther Kaplan's book, With God on Their Side.
With God on Their Side. Yeah, I've heard about that.
It's excellent.
Yeah.
And she, you know, this is a tour de force of investigative reporting, but she basically demonstrates that, as you say, the religious right is basically sustaining itself off of federal tax dollars. This is the kind of thing that would have killed James Madison. You know?
Yeah, this is where they're getting their money now. In the worst case, if Kerry does win and it's decisive, I don't think the termites on the right are going to stop. Now, on the other side, possibility. If the American people become convinced that this second time in 8 years the election is stolen. I hate to use the V word, but I can foresee violence. I can, Mark, I swear to God, because I think people will realize that with the theft this time, this nation as we know it, the way we govern ourselves, is going to be profoundly changed, maybe ended.
Well, don't forget now that the people on the other side are saying the exact same thing, either
because they're
lying or because they're paranoid. But they, you know, in three years ago, people were showing up in Florida with guns, ready to fight on behalf of Bush to defend him against Gore. I think that the other side is prone to violence. This side is not prone to violence. Let's compromise and say that we're going to have to undertake serious civil disobedience. There's going to have to be real resistance. Whatever form it takes is, you know, hard to say. It's just appalling to me that I even have to speak this way now.
Oh, I know.
I'm sure you know.
I know.
But you know, the fact is, the price of freedom is eternal vigilance. You know.
Well, isn't that the case?
I also
remember what Jefferson said. I'm paraphrasing, but the tree of liberty needs to be nourished every once in a while with the blood of tyrants and patriots. God, I hope it doesn't come to that. Mark, well, we need to not allow 3 years to go by before we talk again. Thank you so much, sir.
Up as soon as possible.
All right.
I enjoyed this very much.
Thanks, Mark. I'll talk to you soon. Mark Crispin Miller, author, and in the movie A Patriot Act. Check it out. Go to patriotnation.us. Check out the website and also the Bush Dyslexicon and his new book, Cruel and Unusual. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. We'll be right back.
is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
As you probably know, the presidential campaign may not end on Tuesday. The vote could be so close there is no decisive winner. And problems with voting and vote counting may cause a mess worse than Florida. Already there are lawsuits in key states with registration and voting machines. If there is another fiasco, who will deserve the blame? George Bush and the Republicans of Congress. After Florida, they had an obligation to fix the system, but they did not. They passed a law creating provisional ballots, which will be given to voters who do not appear on the voting lists, but this law does not say how those ballots should be reviewed and counted. This is a source of much potential trouble. Now, why didn't Bush and his friends really fix the problem? Well, the system worked just fine for them last time. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn for Air America Radio.
Hey, Democrats, nothing is more important than beating Bush, right? Right. Well, now is the time to do the most important job, get voters to the polls on Election Day. Go to beatingbush.com today to ensure victory for John Kerry. Don't let another Florida recount happen again there or in any other state. Your contribution at beatingbush.com will help provide the troops John Kerry needs to win on November 2nd so America can win in the next 4 years.
Beatingbush.com and this ad is paid for and authorized by the Association of State Democratic Chairs Dollars for Democrats and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
This November, America's most important decisions will be made. You should be involved.
I care about education and national security.
You can go online to learn about the candidates and their positions at dnet.org.
I care about my mother's social security.
The League of Women Voters will help you learn what you want to know.
Count me in. I want to be a part of America's most important decisions.
This message brought to you by the League of Women Voters and the National Association of Broadcasters.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. You're no Jack Kennedy. After George W. Bush started courting Democrats this week, a response today, in response to Bush's invocation of prominent Democrats, including President John F. Kennedy, Kennedy's daughter, Caroline Kennedy Schlossberg, has issued an official statement. It reads, quote, "It's hard for me to listen to President Bush invoking my father's memory to attack John Kerry. Senator Kerry has demonstrated his courage and commitment to a stronger America throughout his entire career. President Kennedy inspired and united the country, and so will John Kerry." Caroline Kennedy's statement went on, "President Bush is doing just the opposite. All of us who revere the strength and resolve of President Kennedy will be supporting John Kerry on Election Day." In Florida, U.S. Postal Service investigators trying to find thousands of absentee ballots that should have been delivered to voters in Florida. Broward County Deputy Supervisor of Elections Gisela Sala said, almost 60,000 absentee ballots, just over 5% of the electorate in the county north of Miami, sent out between October 7th and 8th to voters who wouldn't be in town on Election Day. Some have been starting to come in. Her office inundated, though, with calls from anxious voters who still had not gotten their ballots. Sala said it really is, quote, "inexplicable at this point in time." The matter under investigation by law enforcement. U.S. Postal Service Inspector Del Alvarez, whose federal agency independent from the U.S. Postal Service, said it had yet to be determined if these ballots actually reached the post office. He said it's highly unlikely that 58,000 pieces of mail just disappeared. The investigation continuing. The latest on legal challenges around the country over possible voting problems in Ohio. The Democratic Party in Ohio went to federal court trying to get an end to the Republican Party challenge to thousands of new voter registrations at issue, some 27,500 new registrations. Republicans originally had challenged 35,000 registrations. After mail the party sent to those voters was returned, the party since dropped 7,500 of those challenges. And just in from Ohio, Democrats now have gotten a temporary restraining order. There will be a hearing tomorrow. Republicans are appealing, but the preliminary decision essentially is there's not enough time for a ruling, and neither party can pre-challenge voters, so any challenges will happen as they normally would on Election Day. In Iowa, five voters who sued the Secretary of State over a provisional ballot decision did not exhaust administrative remedies, according to the state. The plaintiffs argue ballots cast in the wrong polling place may dilute properly cast votes. That court decision is still pending. Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley.
Hi, this is Al Franken, the host of the Al Franken Show on Air America Radio. For the last 6 months, we've been doing 3 hours a day of cutting-edge radio programming. We've had guests like Bill Clinton, John Kerry, and Strom Thurmond.
Yeah, Pekka, it knows no bigotry.
We've covered events like the handover of power in Iraq. We've explained difficult concepts like the growing national debt using nothing more than an ordinary slide whistle. Now we're presenting our show in a convenient, easy-to-use, one-hour version every night on Sundance Channel. Finally, you'll be able to see what we're talking about. Right, Strom?
That's right, Al. Yippee! I'm going on TV.
Tune in every night at 11:30 on Sundance Channel for the Al Franken Show. If you don't get Sundance Channel, go to their website, sundancechannel.com. Al and Sundance Channel, together again.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please come up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Air America is more than just on your radio. Visit us on the web at airamericaradio.com.
It's on the internet.
We've added a show preview section so you can see who and what's coming up on your favorite shows. We also round up news that matters to you so that you can read up on the top stories of the day.
And it's hard work.
While you're at airamericaradio.com, visit our campaign page. You'll find full transcripts and audio of each presidential and vice presidential debate.
I know that.
airamericaradio.com, your source for everything Air America.
Welcome back, 6:30 past the hour. Mark Crispin Miller is an author worth reading. The Bush Dyslexicon, and then his new book, Cruel and Unusual. Go to patriotnation.us. Check it out, okay? I have two married daughters who live in, or two adult daughters, I should say. One's married, one's divorced, who live in Florida. And my older of the two wrote to me today. I voted today, she writes, and the computers were, quote, on the fritz, close quote, according to the officials there. So volunteers were calling the supervisor's office via cell phone to verify each registration. Took 2 hours in line for me, and of course, that's not terribly reassuring about what's to come. The dread I'm feeling is unbelievable. Well, I understand, sweetheart. U.S. Also from Florida, Postal Service investigators are trying to find, how many is it, 58,000 absentee ballots that should have been delivered to voters. This is in one of Florida's most populous counties. Broward County Deputy Supervisor of Elections said 60,000 absentee ballots were sent out between October 7th and 8th to voters who would not be in town on Election Day. While a few had begun to be delivered, her office has been inundated, the supervisor's office, inundated with calls from voters who still have not received their ballots. The deputy supervisor of elections in Broward County said, quote, it's really inexplicable at this point in time, and the matter is under investigation by law enforcement. U.S. Postal Service Inspector Del Alvarez down there said it had yet to be determined if the ballots even reached the post office. He says, quote, it's highly unlikely the 58,000 pieces of mail just disappeared. We're looking for it. We're trying to find it. If, in fact, it was ever delivered to the Postal Service. It's this sort of thing. I have, if you listen to this program on a regular basis, I have no respect whatsoever, just nothing but pure bile for the right wing in this country, just totally and completely. I used to have some kind of grudging respect for Republicans or the Republican Party or both. That's gone now. I guess it disappeared about 10 years ago when Newt Gingrich rose up out of the slime here in Georgia and did what he did. And then with the rise of the religious right in this country, it's beyond my ability to have anything but utter contempt. Now, I know that people on the other side feel the same way about progressives, liberals, Democrats, what have you. And as we've talked about in this program, as we brought up briefly with Mark Chrisman Miller, this divide it could lead to violence. I honestly don't know what's going to happen. I just don't know. They have become, the Republican Party has become truly the party of Satan. These are devil people. This religious fanaticism. I don't know how else to put it. For example, in Milwaukee, Republicans there have their panties in a wad over a Wisconsin Get Out the Vote campaign involving public school students, saying that the Democrats are exploiting the students for political gain. Think about that for a second. Young people in this program, organized by the Wisconsin Citizen Action Fund, take time from regular classes to go door-to-door in minority neighborhoods in areas with historically low voter turnout, urging people to cast ballots. They're not saying go vote Democrat or go vote Republican. They're urging them to go vote. The students range in age from 11 to 18. They also use phone banks to call homes and urge people to vote. A spokesman for the Wisconsin Republican Party called the program, quote, a disgraceful use of taxpayer money, end quote. Now, of course, the kids aren't being paid. The spokesman for the Wisconsin Republican Party went on to say, quote, to spend this time on a clearly partisan effort when these kids should be in school learning is shocking, end quote. How many things are wrong with that sentence? There's the logic that is non-existent there, but we'll leave it be. The kids do not wear any partisan buttons or clothing. They are not paid. They don't approve. They don't encourage people to vote one way or another. They don't hand out literature. Participation is voluntary, and parents are required to give their approval. A spokeswoman for Milwaukee Public Schools said the school administrators approved of the program as long as it was not partisan and the curriculum met state standards for teaching. But the Republicans, you see, well, it's disgraceful. Use some taxpayer money. They're just vile. I've never seen anything like this. I just haven't. Caroline Kennedy Schlossberg, in response to Bush's constant invocation of prominent Democrats, including Caroline's father, President John Kennedy, Caroline Kennedy Schlossberg issued the following statement today. Quote, it's hard for me to listen to President Bush invoking my father's memory to attack John Kerry. Senator Kerry has demonstrated his courage and commitment to a stronger America throughout his entire career. President Kennedy inspired and united the country, and so will John Kerry. President Bush is doing just the opposite. All of us who revere the strength and resolve of President Kennedy will be supporting John Kerry on Election Day. Yeah. That irritates me, too, when they invoke Franklin Roosevelt. They would like to dig up FDR's body and pound it into little pieces of sand and set it on fire. These people hate everything that FDR stood for. That's what they are trying to undo. That's what they've been trying to undo for about 40 years now. As far as John F. Kennedy is concerned, they hate him too, because he was charismatic, he was scientific, he was forward-thinking. When they invoke these names, any Republican politician that invokes or reaches into the pantheon of Democrat, true Democratic superstars, and you know, we've had our screw-ups too, God knows we have, but when they invoke the names of the people who have done so much for this country, and they happen to be Democrat, it makes me want to smash the television or something. I don't know, smash something. How dare they? How dare they? They cannot reach into the Republican stable and come up with anything. Oh, T.R., Teddy Roosevelt once in a while. But they can't come up with anybody. Oh, Reagan, don't even go there. Don't even go there. I've got another hour and 45 minutes to get through the program. I don't want to get just desperately sick here. There is nobody. Nobody in the Republican stable who has done a damn thing for this country, for the people of this country, for our reputation. None. Not one. Oh, and don't talk to me about Eisenhower. None of them. So Caroline Kennedy Schlossberg says, back off. Leave my dad out of this. Web surfers outside the U.S. have been unable to visit the official re-election site of President George W. Bush. Have you heard about this? All foreign-based browsers are blocked. Any that are sited outside the United States, blocked. This began the day before yesterday. People outside the U.S. trying to browse the site get a message saying they are not authorized to view it. Now, this is not an attack by vandals or hackers. This is a policy decision by the Bush camp. More secrecy. How about this? The president of Netcraft that monitors these, it's a net monitoring company, said that the blocking decision might have been taken in the run-up to the election on November 2nd. He said the site, the Bush site, may see no reason to distribute content to people who will not be voting next week. However, simply blocking non-U.S. visitors also means that Americans overseas are barred also. We are heading into a period of dark ages in this country, Truth Seeker, that I don't think we have ever experienced if we don't remove this cancer that sits in the White House, this horrible disease, this Bush administration. It has to be removed peacefully and legally, but it has to be removed.
Every rose needs to take responsibility. They can run and hide. Pissed us off, so we voted for Republicans, a form of suicide.
Republicans suck!
Quick, who's accusing the Bush administration of high crimes and misdemeanors? Obsessive secrecy, waging war on the environment. Hint, it's not John Kerry's party. George Bush has become so radical that even traditional Republicans are alarmed and speaking out. In video interviews released on MotherJones.com, big-name conservatives from past Republican administrations are blasting the Bush record. Nixon counsel John Dean charges that Bush's obsessive secrecy amounts to an impeachable offense. Reagan official Clyde Prestowitz says Bush's Iraq crusade and his penchant for alienating allies has made us less safe than 4 years ago. Nixon Commerce Secretary Pete Peterson bemoans Bush's fiscal recklessness and says the ballooning deficit is almost criminal. And Nixon and Ford's EPA director says that Bush has declared war on the environment. Bush told us 4 years ago that he was a uniter, not a divider. Who knew he'd unite Democrats and traditional Republicans? Against him! This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Planet Check.
Eco victory for Yellowstone Park. Federal Judge Emmett Sullivan says no go to snowmobiles.
The judge determined that the ruling of the Bush administration was in violation of the intent of the Organic Act of the National Parks. The levels of snowmobiles in either case were outrageously high.
That's Alfred Runty, author of National Parks, The American Experience.
The big environmental hazard has been to the wildlife and to the quality of the air. But there's a more fundamental issue, and that is why have snowmobiles in the national parks in the first place? We're supposed to go there and enjoy nature.
The court ruling marks the beginning of a phase-out of snowmobiles in Yellowstone.
Snowmobiles are cut back in half for this year, from 900 to 460-some machines. Next year, there will be a total elimination of snowmobiles.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Clif Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at cliffbar.com.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please come up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
The hour. Coming to your calls in a moment here. As you, I'm sure you know, David Brock is now the president and CEO of Media Matters for America. He sent a letter to NBC. Have you got something to write with? Because I want you to take down this phone number and this website. You can help this with this. Brock is writing to Neil Shapiro at NBC News. Dear Mr. Shapiro, I'm writing to you today to ask that NBC not feature conservative radio host Rush Limbaugh as a political commentator during election night coverage, as your network did in 2002. As you should know, Limbaugh has a track record of using extreme hateful speech that has no place in civil discourse. To pick just a few examples from this year, as documented by Media Matters for America, Limbaugh compared the abuse of Iraqi prisoners at Abu Ghraib to a fraternity prank, telling America and an international audience on the taxpayer-funded American Forces radio and television service that the torture was a, quote, brilliant maneuver, end quote, and that the photos were, quote, good old American pornography, end quote. Limbaugh further claimed that, quote, the reaction to the stupid torture is an example of the feminization of this country, end quote. He has also labeled Senator John Kerry a, quote, stupid SOB, end quote, and a, quote, gigolo, end quote. Limbaugh's racist commentary also makes him unsuitable for an appearance on your network. Just last month, Limbaugh, commenting on Reverend Jesse Jackson joining the Kerry campaign, stated, quote, the Kerry campaign has finally gotten a chocolate chip, end quote, sparking outrage in the African-American community. On March 26, Limbaugh said, quote, Hugo, Caesar, whatever, a Chavez is a Chavez. We've always had problems with them, end quote. The talk show host also claimed, quote, truce is an old Arabic word, goes way, way back in Islamic Arabic culture, and it means we will get you later, end quote. And then the letter goes on about Limbaugh's sexist commentary and his distortion of the facts. You know my feelings about Limbaugh. He's a pig. He's just a total, total pig. Brock says in the last couple of lines here in the letter, everyone is entitled to his or her opinion, and the conservative point of view should be represented in the media. There are plenty of conservative pundits who make tempered, intellectually honest arguments. I take issue with Limbaugh's dishonesty and vitriol. His lies and hate speech have no place on your network and our public airwaves. I look forward to hearing back from you on this matter before Election Day. Sincerely, David Brock. All right. If you are so inclined, and I hope you are, you can get in touch with these people. You can email NBC News, very simple, nightly@nbc.com. Nightly, as in NBC Nightly News. Nightly@nbc.com. Here's the phone number, 212-664-4444. Let me give it to you again. This is the phone number at NBC, 212-664-4444. And the guy I wanted to ask for is Neil Shapiro. He's the head of NBC News. Rush Limbaugh sitting there. Are they going to have Bush's cousin there again, too? Declaring that the game is over? Bush won? I have some phone calls here. And then I've got something here. It just came up at the last minute tonight before we went on the air. Somebody sent me this story. It's from National Geographic News, and just has nothing to do with politics. And that's one of the reasons I want to share it with you. You're going to love it in just a minute. Ellie, or L, is calling from New York. How do you say it? Do you say it L or Ellie?
L.
L. Hi, L. Welcome to the program.
How are you, Mike?
Doing fine.
I'm a truth seeker.
Oh, bless your heart.
I had the fortune tonight to go listen to David Happelstrom.
Oh, yeah.
At NYU, and I was a little reluctant to get up and speak at his event, but it came up tonight again, so I guess it was meant to be. I just want to preface my remarks before I get into my question. He said something that was very kind of alarming about Condé Rice.
Mm-hmm.
Said a couple of times that they're going to Baghdad was like World War II vets going to get Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
And the conflagration of the events is just amazing that they do what they do. You go harking back to what you say about Roosevelt and hijacking JFK and all those. It's just shameless. Anyway, what my question was, and when I was kind of
Well, let me just interject, if I may, and I'm going to have to put you on hold in about 30 seconds here, but I'll come back to you.
Uh-huh.
Our going into Iraq, in my opinion, was not like American GIs going after Hitler. It was more like Hitler going into Poland.
Right, exactly. But they portrayed it like
right.
That we sent them into Baghdad like the
because
World
they
War,
they figure
crazy.
they figured that we are ignorant L.
Right.
That we are Americans. We are stupid. We don't understand our history.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Okay. But that's not what it really what my question was.
All right, let me put you on hold. I'll come back because I got to take a break here. We'll come back and get your question right after the break. Stay with us. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 800-921-BURN, and you'll get $20 off two bottles of Cortislim. Call 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
Here's Merlin Olsen.
When you work for yourself like I do, you do most of the work and most of the worrying. That's why I joined the National Association for the Self-Employed. Just one call and you can learn how to get affordable health insurance, the expert advice you need, plus other benefits and discounts.
Health insurance is underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Call 800-839-4648. 800-839-4648. That's 800-839-4648.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me.
on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please pull up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
The Majority Report.
Speaking of childish, you know what I can't stand, and this is the stock and trade of the right-wing punditocracy. Ah! Ooh, hello, chicken.
How's it going?
The backhanded compliment.
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
It's that childish, let me pretend I'm paying him a compliment while trying to propagandize you. That's how dumb I think you are.
Janine, that's a very good point for you.
I don't get it.
I was doing my backhanded compliment.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
Twenty-six before the hour. All right. We asked Elle to hold on. She's calling in from New York. Elle, go ahead.
Hi. It's like Elle McPherson. Anyway, you know, with this rise of the corporate culture and the piracy that has pervaded our society with the right-wing media in lockstep with the government agenda, isn't this creating a neo-fascist?
Oh, there's no question. We are so close to fascism. If Bush serves another 4 years, this country will be profoundly changed.
Okay, well, this is where it gets to my baseline question.
Okay.
How would a progressive liberal person such as ourselves exist in this society? Will martial law prevail? Will our civil liberties be removed? I mean, how do we exist here? How do we go on? Let's say, God forbid, Kerry doesn't make it. God forbid. Hope that's not the case. How do we go on?
I can only speak for myself on this, and all I can say is if the Bush crime family steals this election, if there is another engineered terror attack, and if we wind up under martial law, then I can only speak for me. I become an insurgent, not unlike people who have historically fought back when their country has been invaded or taken over by a corrupt, illegitimate regime.
How does that manifest itself?
Guns.
Really?
Well, I'm going to be dishonest here. If my country is taken over by an outside force or by internal fascism, the last thing just Mike Malloy, I don't speak for anybody else. I don't speak for this network. I don't speak for this nothing.
Yeah,
just me.
But
you ask me the question, and my answer is very simply, I resist. And if it means violence, that's what I do. Because I will not give up something that members of my family have fought for. That my people came to this country in order to escape fascism, to get away from this craziness. That's my answer, Elle.
I'm with you. I'll join your army. And can you talk a little bit about the projection that they do onto Kerry? What they're doing, they project all their evil deeds and their own.
Well, that kind of I think that speaks for itself. You understand that is there's nothing I could add to that. It's simply, is simply projecting out what they do in order to inoculate themselves against the charge that will ultimately come. They don't want to be accused of stealing the election, so they say Democrats are trying to steal it.
Mm-hmm. Every evil thing they're thinking and doing, they project onto our side.
That's true. We have a couple of sound clips tonight that perfectly indicate that projection. We'll get to those.
I'll call you again, and I'll join your army.
All right. I appreciate it. You know, I'm not in the business of recruiting, and the last thing I want to do is give people the impression that I'm prone to violence. Moi, violence, liberté, equality, fraternité. No, I'm serious. I'm very serious. As surely if my country were invaded, of course I would take up arms. That's not even a question on the table. Wouldn't you? Whoever you are, wouldn't you? And if my country is overthrown internally, wouldn't you take up arms? I mean, if it gets to that point, I'm not talking about, oh, there's some debate. Well, I don't know. Well, it could be. Well, maybe. I'm talking about overt overthrow of this government and an installation of martial law. What would you do? I don't think there are very many people on the so-called left in this country, which includes everybody except these religious fanatics, who would sit back on their butt and say, well, okay, let's try fascism for a while, and martial law is not so bad, as long as you don't spit on the sidewalk, as long as you don't come up with an independent thought, it's not so bad. No, that's not you, and I know it's not you. It's damn sure not me. All right, Vince is calling from New Jersey. Vince, welcome to the program.
Hello?
Hey, Vince.
Glad to talk to you, Mike.
Yeah, my pleasure, sir.
After the third debate, an undecided voter in New Jersey was interviewed, and I hope this doesn't shock anybody. I know it won't, because it's just more of the same. He said Bush, he quoted, he said he was going to vote for Bush because he was a man of God.
Yeah, I know. If this is a man of God, then death to God, if he's still alive. Nietzsche declared him dead a long time ago. But if whatever God Bush worships or connects to, death to him.
Well, it seems irrational here in my county, Hudson County, which is just a hop and a skip from Manhattan, across the river. The voters here have traditionally been Democratic, but lately the newspapers are reporting the race is neck and neck with Bush and Kerry. I can't understand this. Well, we had a report last week.
One word, fear, fear. Anybody who is voting for Bush has been sucked into the fear whirlpool that Bush and Cheney have deliberately and consciously set up in this country. So, I mean, to me, it's very simple. One word, fear.
Yeah, that's the fascist mode, isn't it?
It is indeed.
We saw that in World War II.
We did.
But we have in New Jersey a report last week. It shows how reckless voters are if they continue to do what they're doing. From the New Jersey, I believe it was the Department of Commerce, a whopping 27% downturn in the construction industry here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, construction business has been one of the mainstays of our economy. The Bush administration has been cutting subsidies for the poor, Section 8 housing, and for affordable housing, drastically reducing those things. The construction industry in New Jersey was dependent on that, a large part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people are out of work, but we still have these crazy figures. Bush is close to Kerry. And even with Kerry in the voters' eyes now.
I understand that this is partly the fault of a corrupt media, and partly the fault of a failed education system, and partly the fault of a lazy, fat-ass America, intellectually fat-ass, that will not educate itself, will not keep itself politically aware. And we've said it many times in this program, nature abhors a vacuum. Politics will not tolerate a vacuum. When we all walked away from voting, not you, not me, but when the American public walked away from voting and elections have been decided by 10, 15, 12% of the turnout, then steps into that fascism. Always, always steps into that fascism.
I hear it on the Christian radio. I hear it often as I go around speaking to my fellow voters. The Christian radio is the Bush is a kind of a savior.
Well, if you listen to a conversation I had the first hour with Mark Christman Miller, and you've probably come to this conclusion yourself. I know I damn sure have. This is about turning this country into a theocracy. This is about turning this country as far into Christianity as Osama bin Laden has turned his branch of insane Islam into that extremist kind of death to everybody but us. Religion. That's exactly what the Bush crime family, what the religious right in this country wants. They want a theocracy. They want death. They want mega death. They want stacks of piles of bodies because they are convinced that the only way their savior will return is when the blood is thick enough and the bodies are piled high enough, then their savior, as corrupt as their savior must be, will then return. I don't understand this. I was brought up in the Christian faith. I was taught by my grandmother about a loving God, a loving Christ, a man who helped the poor and the lame and the halt and the sick and the downtrodden, who said, turn the other cheek. I don't know what has happened, but these people do not worship Christ. They do not worship God. They worship demons and Satan, and they want to bring this foul, filthy religion into every aspect of our lives.
Mike, you're a true patriot. I love you. Really do.
Okay, thanks for checking in. Appreciate it, Vince. Hopefully this will keep Kerry fired up. The Boston Red Sox just won the World Series. No, that can't be. That can't be. I mean, I really don't care. I gave up on professional sports about 18 years ago. I used to be the biggest sports fan in the world. I gave up on all of it because, to me, it all sucks. Professional sports just suck. It's awful. It's horrible. But anyway, the Boston Red Sox just won the World Series. In fact, they won every postseason game they were involved in. First time they've done this since, what, 1918? No, to me, professional sports is nothing more than a distraction. It's not sports anymore. That's a whole different topic. But overpaid, whiny-ass drug users, that's all it is. Every one of them. I don't care. I don't like any of them. There's not a professional. I don't care. I don't care if they love Jesus. I don't care if they're NASCAR. I don't care if they're professional football, hockey, none of them. I have no use for college sports. I still kind of like, but professional sports can suck. I have no interest, none. But maybe this will make a maybe it means something, huh? Y'all didn't know that? I guess I've never talked about that. Not that it matters. Not that anybody gives a damn. My opinion of professional sports, but as far as I'm concerned, it's just more capitalist crap. That's all it is. Crap. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Crimes Against Nature, a new book by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., sets the record straight on George W. Bush, corporate greed, and the plunder of America. Crimes Against Nature makes the case that the administration has taken corporate cronyism to unprecedented heights, threatening our health, our national security, and our democracy. Al Franken calls Crimes Against Nature a passionate and devastatingly written attack on the Bush administration. Crimes Against Nature, the national bestseller by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a HarperCollins book. Now available at bookstores and online at airamericaradio.com.
Did you know there's a delicious energy bar that is certified organic? It's called Cliff Bar, with the rock climber on the package.
Clif Bars are made with whole grains and real fruit, and they don't contain trans fats or hydrogenated oils. Clif Bar, the company, belongs to a growing community of people and companies dedicated to leaving a lighter footprint on the planet. Visit CliffBar.com and learn about this small group of people working to create a better energy bar and a more healthful environment.
Hi, this is Al Franken, the host of the Al Franken Show on Air America Radio. For the last 6 months, we've been doing 3 hours a day of cutting-edge radio programming. We've had guests like Bill Clinton, John Kerry, and Strom Thurmond.
Yeah, Pekka, it knows no bigotry.
We've covered events like the handover of power in Iraq. We've explained difficult concepts like the growing national debt using nothing more than an ordinary slide whistle. Now we're presenting our show in a convenient, easy-to-use, one-hour version every night on Sundance Channel. Finally, you'll be able to see what we're talking about. Right, Strom?
That's right, Yippee! I'm going on TV!
Tune in every night at 11:30 on Sundance Channel for the Al Franken Show. And if you don't get Sundance Channel, go to their website, sundancechannel.com. Al and Sundance Channel, together again.
Attention, Single Air America listeners. I'm here with Brush Lintball.
This is the old Brusho, Brush Lintball.
To tell you about DemocraticMatch.com. You're listening to Air America because you're intelligent, progressive, and like the thousands of members at DemocraticMatch.com, you don't drink right-wing Kool-Aid. Right, Brush?
Right-wing wackos are fine to laugh at on all their radio programs, but no one wants to date one, right?
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Air America listeners and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews. What do you say, Brush?
Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more evolved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to actually meet the other people who listen to Air America, people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. DemocraticMatch.com is completely free for a limited time, so what have you got to lose? Sign up today at DemocraticMatch.com.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Nine minutes before the hour. Coming up next hour, I've got some sound I want you to hear from Kerry and Herr Bush. And also, just this story that from National Geographic News that just freaks me out. It's going to drive the religious people, the Christian religious people, crazy. Absolutely crazy. Jamie is calling from Sacramento. He's been holding on forever. Jamie, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Hey, you still there, Mike?
I'm still here, pal.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going.
Hey, you know what? When I first called you in a while, I was going, well, maybe you're being a little bit too harsh and critical, but after listening to a lot of the stuff that was going on today, and especially in Sacramento when you had the
Democratic office that were vandalized. Broken into, yeah. Yeah.
And you notice when Republicans, now, I'll be honest with you, the Democrats have been doing some of the same things.
Doing
you
what?
You notice when the Republicans do it, now they've been going into the office and you know, like shooting holes through the windows and stealing computers out.
Democrats have been, wait, hold on, Jamie, let's try to have dialogue here. Are you saying that Democrats have been stealing things and shooting windows out?
No, I'm going to say that the Republican office, supposedly some of them have been vandalized too. But the big difference is that the two of offices have been vandalized.
Yeah.
I'll give them that for a key point. But only the Democratic offices have had swastikas and racial slurs painted on them.
Yeah.
And...
Well, I don't, you know, I read the story. I don't for a second, though, and this may be where, this is the reason I'm not a journalist, because I don't believe in fairness and impartiality. I don't believe for a second that Democrats break into the opposition's campaign headquarters and break things and steal things. I just don't. That's not what Democrats do. Now, I'm not saying thugs don't, street punks don't, people looking to cash something in to get, you know, a few more rocks don't. Fine, that, you know, that's what they do. But Democrats who sit around and say, well, let's finish our coffee and go break into Republican headquarters and steal computers. No, doesn't happen.
And I'll agree with you on that.
Right. Like Democrats are just not evil bastards. Republicans are.
Well, yeah, and to the point where I'm going to say is that that's been the key point. You don't hear about, I mean, you look at what's going on in Ohio and Florida, the way the Bushes are, the only way they know they can win this election is that they have to suppress votes.
Suppress, steal, and intimidate, right.
They have to make sure, you know, they go to the urban areas where minorities are, where the populations of the states are,
right,
and they do everything they can to stop them from voting. And if you go back 50 years, what's the difference between now and then?
Well, there's nothing, except this was done to Americans who happen to be partly, maybe a little bit, of African descent, you know, just enough to make their skin a little bit darker than white people. This was done to them in Florida. Now, I'm not African as far, I don't have any African blood as far as I know, but I'll tell you what, if I were an American of African descent, even a little bit of African descent, and some sucker walk up to me while I am going to vote, some white person comes up to me and wants to know why I'm there and to prove who I am, there would be, I said this the other night, and I know that I'm letting this program and my gut feelings spiral out of control here, but I'll tell you what, if somebody tried that on me, there would be two hits. When I hit them, when they hit the ground. I mean, that's just my nature. You know what I'm saying?
And you know what? I agree exactly with you 100%. But you
I think that's going to happen. I think that's going to happen.
Yeah, but the thing is that I don't think everybody thinks on that same kilter, because you still have some of the old mentalities out there, number one, that are...
Well, I don't, you know, I certainly don't advocate violence, Jamie, on any level. I've said many times I'm a pacifist, unless somebody messes with me. You know, I'm not, I don't believe, you know, when Jesus said turn the other cheek, you know, I'm sorry, that's why I'm not a Christian, because I can't do that, you know? I mean, I will go out of my way to avoid a confrontation. I will cross the street. I will stay in my house. I will take a different route if I know somebody wants to mess with me on a certain route. But dear God, if somebody gets in your face, gets all up in your face when you're trying to do something like vote, what are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do?
Yep, and I'm in total agreement with you. In total agreement with you. But the only sad thing is that unfortunately the way these people that are in power right now, they are going to make sure that, I mean, they have control. And you know, I honestly do believe, when we were talking earlier, when I first started listening to you when you first came on, you know, that maybe it was, you know, that you were maybe on the extreme side, but after listening and seeing what's going on nowadays, you know, I guess you were preaching to the choir and it came true, because I am totally sure that these people, the thugs that you call them, the Bush thug family, they are basically going to do everything they can to make sure that they win, any way, any means.
That's true.
Anyhow.
That's true. That's true. And listen,
I think that's the scariest thing that you got to look at. I think Kerry's going to win, but...
That's true. If somebody wants to play fair and play by the rules, I'll play all night. I'll stay up. I won't go to bed. I'll keep playing until the sun comes up. And if you want to play some more, I'll play some more. But when it gets nasty like this, I'm sorry. But you know what you said about when you first started listening to the program, you thought I was over the top. I am over the top. It's hell for this network to try to get me on in certain markets, because I am over the top. I am so far out there in left field that I scare the bejesus out of people. But all I do on this program is reflect what people like you and him and her and everybody else who's had enough of this crap is really thinking. That's all I do.
Yep.
That's all I do.
I'm glad you're doing it, because basically what you're doing is you're actually bringing people alive to say, hey, you know what? This is happening now. Deal with it. Be ready for it.
Deal with and be ready for it, or lose everything that your mama fought for, your daddy fought for, your grandpappy, all the way back. I don't care if you came over here in chains or came over here holding the chain. We're here now. We've got this country now, and if we don't wake up, we're going to lose it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Jamie, thanks for checking in. We got to go, man. Thank you. Appreciate it. You have a nice evening. Have a nice evening. I know the perception of this program. I understand it. I wish I could be like Al Franken or Randy Rhodes or somebody else, but I can't. I'm who I am, and that's the name of that song. Quick break. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Molloy. This is Air America Radio.
Malachi McCourt here. My book, Bush Lies and State, is a short, outrageously funny tome guaranteed for weight loss. You will laugh your arses off. Bush Lies and State, a simply written $10 book that even George Wanker Bush could understand if read to him. Read Bush's strange relationships with turkeys, why Jesus stayed away from Texas, how a dry drunk becomes president, and how Bush gets people killed and still calls himself pro-life. Get Bush Lies in State at your bookstore or airamericaradio.com.
So, I keep hearing it's all about the O. Well, I wanted to find out for myself, so I went to Overstock.com, and I found this big-screen TV for 60% below retail. I got the perfect set of golf clubs, a tent. I even found diamond earrings for the wife. Every item was 50% or more below retail, and my order was shipped to my door for $2.95. Man, I can buy DVDs, books, CDs, most priced below Amazon. Who knew shopping could be so easy? Discover how it is all about the O. Overstock.com.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Missing explosives provided plenty of ammunition for President Bush and Senator John Kerry on the campaign trail Wednesday. The explosives are missing from Iraq, and the International Atomic Energy Agency says they disappeared after the invasion of Iraq. Kerry said the failure to secure those explosives revealed the president's, quote, incredible incompetence.
380 tons of explosives that could be in the hands of terrorists, and he'd do everything exactly the same way on Iraq. The president just doesn't see it. He doesn't see it, so he can't fix it. I do see it, and I will fix it.
Bush fired back at a campaign rally in Pontiac, Michigan, saying Kerry was making a campaign issue out of something about which he doesn't know all the facts.
This investigation is important. It's ongoing. And a political candidate who jumps to conclusions without knowing the facts is not a person you want as commander-in-chief.
Bush said the U.S. military is investigating whether the explosives were missing before U.S. troops even arrived in Iraq. Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat is reportedly in failing health. Medics said the 75-year-old's condition worsened dramatically on Wednesday and that he was floating in and out of consciousness. Israel has said Arafat will be allowed to go wherever he wants for treatment, but can't guarantee his return. A hostage in Iraq has been shown in a video pleading for her life. Margaret Hassan is the director of the CARE International Charity in Iraq. And the father of a Japanese hostage is pleading with his son's captors to release him unharmed. The father of 24-year-old Shosi Kota told Arab television network Al Jazeera that his son does not support the presence of Japanese forces in Iraq and that he sympathizes with the Iraqis and their crisis. Trick-or-treaters this weekend will be carrying on a tradition that goes back over 1,000 years. Purdue University historian James Farr says many researchers think Halloween began as a pagan Celtic festival, which he says was a tradition that took place in late October through early November to mark the oncoming winter.
They believe that spirits, people who had died in the previous year, their spirits would return during those 3 days.
Farr says families would dress up in grotesque costumes in an effort to keep evil spirits away from their homes. Pumpkins and snowboards don't usually go together, but this year's early storms mean that several ski resorts in California are already open. Truckee, California business owner Sue Simpson says the Sierra has gone straight from summer to winter.
This is way early, and it seems like mid-November to us. So it seems like Christmas is just right around the corner, but we haven't even, isn't even Halloween yet.
You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please pull up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
The revolution starts in New York on October 30th when Air America Radio presents Steve Earle and the Dukes live at Webster Hall, 125 East 11th Street in Manhattan. Earle, the host of Air America's weekly Sunday night music show, will be performing songs from his new album, The Revolution Starts Now. Come see Steve and his band Saturday, October 30th at Webster Hall. You can buy tickets through ticketweb.com by calling 866-468-7919 or at the Mercury Lounge box office. Get the revolution started.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Unfiltered.
On Thursdays, Unfiltered. It's election protection. Defend yourself against goon squad gargoyles camped out at the polls. And Nicholas Kristof, op-ed columnist from the New York Times, is here to explain some countdown conundrums. Plus, don't forget the Pap Attack with Mike Papantonio. Blog and listen on unfilteredradio.com.
This Wednesday, Chuck D and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
I decided that we're really not to blame.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. A few more phone calls, and I've got to do the story. And I want to play this sound for you from Carrie and the moron. Where to go? Jacob in New Hampshire. Jacob, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I did a couple hours of research into Bush and Cheney's trouble with the law.
Yeah.
Bush, I think, seems to have had two DUIs.
Okay, now, Jacob, before you go on, this is so old, it's like Methuselah. Why are you telling us stuff that everybody knew 4 years ago?
Well, I don't think that everyone knew all of this.
Okay, all right. Jacob, if you got something to tell me that's pertinent, I'll listen, and so will the audience. Otherwise, I'm going to move on. I don't want to hear about his DUI record. For Christ's sake, we've known that for 4 years.
I see.
Anything else, pal?
Yes.
Okay.
He had a disorderly conduct during a football game.
All right. Jacob, we know this, too. We know all this stuff. Everybody knows. This came out. Let me tell you when this came out, okay? Back in 2000, about 2 weeks before the election, either CBS or ABC or NBC or one of these whore networks published the information, or the Times did, or the Post, or somebody, and the right wing went ballistic, and they said, unfair, unfair, unfair. Okay, everybody knows about the arrest record of both of them. Do you have anything else?
Yes. Did you hear about the illegal abortion he set up?
Oh, God. All right, Jacob, thanks, man. Goodbye. You're out of here. Don't just get off my radio program. Yes, everybody knows that stuff. Come on. Next, you know what Jacob's going to tell me next? Did you know he went AWOL from the Texas Air National? Come on, Jacob. Now, for all you Lord of the Rings fans out there, and I know you're legion, you're going to love this next story. And this is true. Hobbits are real. Are you ready for this? This crossed the wire earlier. Didn't cross any wire. It's from National Geographic News. You know, what are they? Communists? Or, you know, National Geographic News. Today, scientists have found fossil skeletons of a hobbit-like species of human that grew no larger than a three-year-old modern child. It says here the tiny humans, who had skulls about the size of grapefruits, lived with pygmy elephants and Komodo dragons on a remote island in Indonesia as recently as 13,000 years ago. Now, for the Christian thugs out there, none of this makes any sense to you, so go away, okay? You don't want to listen to my program for this part, because you people believe that everything started about 6,000 years ago. So go away. Now, here's the story. Australian and Indonesian researchers discovered the bones of these miniature humans in a cave on Flores, an island midway between Asia and Australia. Scientists have determined that the first skeleton they found belongs to a species of human completely new to science. They have named it Homo floresiensis, after the island on which it was found. And the people who are working there, the workers, have dubbed it the Hobbit, after the tiny creatures from the Lord of the Rings books. It says here the original skeleton, a female, stood just about a meter, 3.3 feet tall, weighed about 55 pounds, was about 30 years old at the time of her death, 18,000 years ago. And this goes on and on and on. The species inhabited this island as recently as 13,000 years ago, which means it would have lived at the same time as modern humans, according to scientists. Peter Brown, a paleoanthropologist at the University of New England in New South Wales, Australia, said, quote, to find that as recently as perhaps 13,000 years ago, there was another upright, bipedal, though small-brained creature walking the planet at the same time as modern humans is as exciting as it was unexpected. This guy, Brown, is the co-author of the study describing the findings, which appears in the October 28 issue of the science journal Nature. The National Geographic Society's Committee for Research and Exploration sponsored the find. The find will be covered in greater detail in a documentary airing early next year on the National Geographic Channel. But the interesting part, the director of the Human Origins Program at the Natural History Museum in London says it is totally unexpected. To have early humans on the remote island of Flores is surprising enough. That some are only about a meter tall with a chimp-sized brain is even more remarkable. That they were there less than 20,000 years ago, and that modern humans must have met them, is astonishing. The article goes on that, you know, in mythology for that part of the world, especially, I guess, with so-called Aborigines in Australia, humans who have been around for forever, you know, there were always the mythology, the rumors that tiny humans lived in that area. Now, the obvious thing here, this presents an intriguing problem for evolutionary biology, doesn't it? Huh? It also is just going to drive these religionists crazy, isn't it? Huh? It has to. The most likely explanation of all this is that over thousands of years, this species became smaller because environmental conditions favored smaller body size. That's the only reason organisms mutate. It's the only reason. Whoa. The guy from London's Natural History Museum said, quote, "I could not have predicted such a discovery in a million years. This find shows how much we still have to learn about human evolution, particularly in Southeast Asia." Well, the Aborigines have been talking about that for a long time, haven't they? You know, the so-called primitive people in Borneo, New Guinea, Australia, the Maori culture in New Zealand, right? How about this? Little bitty people. I wonder if they had those big hairy feet. I'm not kidding you. I'm not going to make light of this either. It's just like the professor said, it's astonishing. Astonishing. Little humans. A different, not Homo sapiens. But, oh no. I do the story and Smeagol calls in. Oh my God, Smeagol.
Master, I tried to tell you this years ago, Master.
Yeah, well, I you probably did.
Good
but,
Master knows me, Gertrude.
Yeah?
Yes, and we still exist. Not bones, not dust.
Do you have anything to do with this?
We're looking for our constituency.
I didn't know you were 18,000 years old, for God's sake.
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
So this story is true. Have you ever heard of National Geographic Society? Do you know what I'm talking about, Smeagol?
We don't know what you're talking about with Geographic Society.
You don't.
But we do know. Yes. We existed years ago.
Yeah. Well, the guy who wrote about that piece of history, Middle Earth history, that you were part of, he said that you folks existed.
Yes, but we became extincted in the political struggle between fascism and democracy. So we wishes to warn your listeners.
Yeah.
About the dangers of the Bush. No, Bush is good. Vote for him.
Why can't you all get just agree on anything? Huh?
We agreed that we liked the master.
Yeah, well, I'm always glad to hear that. Let me ask you off topic, but as long as you called in here about these little hobbit creatures, have you seen the One Ring lately? Does Cheney still have it? What? Do you know anything?
Bush has the ring. Cheney wants it.
Oh, that's it. All right.
But we wish Kerry to get the ring.
Oh, no, Kerry. No. No. You don't want Kerry to have it, then he'll become evil.
We was watching the debates.
Yeah.
And we realized it reminded us of something.
What?
Did you see Return of the King?
Yes.
Yes. Remember when Dinosaur was all crazy and Gandalf hit him on the head and took control of Minas Tirith?
Yes.
It's like that.
It's like that.
Harry will come up behind the bush.
Yeah.
And he will hit him with the staff.
Smeagol, I don't know if you understand the concept of time, but you have to hold on, okay? That means just stay there. Don't go away.
We hold silver break.
There you go. All right. Quick quick break. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. On the science, guys, we've got to live on science alone. I tell you what, mathematically, I'm having it. I want to live on science alone.
Some say peace in the Middle East is impossible. I beg to differ. This year we mark two anniversaries that remind us just how possible it is. 25 years ago, Egypt and Israel made peace. Why did Egypt turn toward peace after rejecting it for decades? Above all, because its courageous leader Anwar Sadat came to realize the futility of war. He found in Israel an eager partner for peace. And 10 years ago, a peace treaty was signed between Jordan and Israel. When Jordan's King Hussein was finally ready, he too found an eager partner in Israel. Yes, peace is possible, but it requires leaders of vision. Tragically, that's precisely what's been missing among the Palestinians. Had they taken a cue from Egypt and Jordan, perhaps this year we'd be marking three anniversaries, not two. Still, I'm grateful for the two anniversaries. They should remind us never, ever to abandon hope and the possibility of peace. Visit us at ajc.org. This is David Harris of the American Jewish Committee.
The best things in life aren't always free, like free radicals that may have harmful effects on your body. That's why there's Nature's Bounty antioxidants like vitamin C and E and CoQ10 to neutralize excess free radicals and help reduce the premature aging of cells.
Now find a $1 off coupon good on any Nature's Bounty product in this Sunday's newspaper. That's a $1 off coupon in your July 25th Sunday newspaper.
The best things in life, they're from Nature's Bounty.
Nature's Bounty. Natural part of life.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
This is your 30-second Vanguard Insight on expense ratios. When comparing mutual fund expense ratios, the smaller the number, the more money you keep. Ratios that start with whole numbers? Not good. If you see a decimal point first and then the numbers? Better. Expense ratio too high? Call 1-888-VANGUARD or visit us at Vanguard.com.
Call for prospectus for more information. Read and consider it carefully before you invest. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
Would you like to lose those extra pounds? CarboBlocker is clinically proven in a double-blind study to give you results. We're so confident that CarboBlocker works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of CarboBlocker and fit back into your favorite jeans again. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434.
You're sorry you're late? No. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please go up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Past the hour, we had a story here from National Geographic News about so-called hobbits discovered, tiny human ancestor found in Asia, and Smeagol, who used to be a hobbit, has called in here. Now, what do you suppose, Smeagol, is going to happen with this discovery? Do you think people are going to say it's a hoax, a trick, or see it as a warning? Or is this too
confident? Oh, Master, you left us alone. We wept. We wept to be so alone, Master.
Okay. So you can't answer.
We think that people who vote for Bush will not believe it. They lie. They're tricksy and false. We existed.
Could I ask something?
Yes.
Is there any way that the two of you could do a mind meld and maybe, you know, wouldn't it be easier?
We shall see November 2nd. If Terry wins, we promise his master to try. But if Bush wins... We make war.
Okay. I just have one question before. I know you have to go do stuff, but one question: Do you have a phone card? Do you have a cell phone? And if so, where did you carry it?
In that stupid loincloth.
And do you have a phone card?
Galadriel's mirror.
I see. You use the mirror. Well, Lady Galadriel is a wonderful princess.
Yes.
Well, Smeagol, thanks for checking in.
Thank you for talking about hobbits.
Yeah, and can I say goodbye to the other one?
Yes.
Thank you for calling in.
Take the ring, and then we would be master.
Thank you, Smeagol. You have a nice evening.
You too, Mike.
Yeah. Whew. That's scary. But it's nice that Smeagol listens to the program. I should have asked that too. How do you do that? I wonder where it lives. Does it have a gender, Kathy? You're the Tolkien expert. Does Smeagol have a gender? Well, I know it was a male hobbit, but I mean, now that it went through the transfiguration, whatever. Tell. When I saw the films, I kept waiting for the little flap to blow away so we could figure out, you know, is this... Didn't happen. All right. All right, I'm sorry to digress, but I had to get the story out about the hobbit-like creatures that had been found. Now, I just have a couple of these. Bear with me. Bush was in Vienna, Ohio. We have Vienna, Georgia, but we call it Vienna here. But it's Vienna, Ohio. And there he was with a Georgian with him, mad as hell Zell, the psychopath, the guy who's totally lost it. And the two of them were giving a speech. Well, I guess Zell Miller was just introducing Bunny Pants, screaming, introducing him.
That is George Bush! I hate Democrats!
Bunny Pants tries to recruit the Democratic vote. This is the stuff of true madness.
I'm a proud Republican, but I believe my policies appeal to many Democrats. In fact, I believe my opponent is running away from some of the great traditions of the Democratic Party.
Oh, shut up.
I know that Democrats are not going to agree with me on every issue. And on the big issues of our country's security, victory in the war against terror,
quack, quack.
Improving our public schools,
quack, quack.
Protecting marriage
quack,
and human life.
Quack, quack, quack.
I hope people who usually vote for the other party will take a close look at my agenda.
Quack, quack, quack. You know, this is the one statement Bush said that I can agree with. I, too, hope the people who usually vote for the other party will take a close look at Bush's agenda and then vote for Kerry. Damn quacker. Here's Bunny Pants again. Now he's in Lititz, Pennsylvania, a Pennsylvania Dutch country. Trust me on that. Bush and Kerry zigzagging around the battleground states in the Midwest, trying to keep up with each other's statements on the missing explosives in Iraq. Isn't that something? Missing. 380 tons. Missing. And now the right wing is trying to say, well, they were gone before we got there. And the U.S. military, the commander at the time, the general, it said, no, not true. Now, Bush doesn't address the fact that the missing weapons are a problem. He just attacks Kerry for bringing the issue up. Well, I guess we're going to have to...
Now the senator is making wild
charges. Nah, cut it. We will do it when we come back because we don't have time to squeeze it all in here. All right? Okay, it's late. What do you expect from me? All right, stay with us. I just talked with Smeagol. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm going to screw up a soundbite, it's going to be right after I talk with Smeagol. Stick around. I'm Mike Molloy. This is Air America Radio.
Why are we all fighting? Why do we keep on lighting these fires, these bombs? We don't know what's gone wrong. Forgetting where we've come from. And all of this violence is killing me. Silence is killing me.
Attention smokers! Find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days. Guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next 2 cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd. And a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between 4 drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Randy Rhodes.
The president won't tell me why we're in Iraq, and America doesn't even care to ask him. Now, he told you weapons of mass destruction. Then he told you Saddam Hussein was linked to Al-Qaeda. Then he told you we needed to liberate the Iraqi people. Now he says the Iraqi people are the ones that are fighting us, so we have to kill the Iraqi people. I don't understand him. So how can you have a conversation with this man? All I'm saying is, please vote for somebody who's smarter than you.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
26 before the hour, so soon-to-be ex-President Bush and soon-to-be President Kerry are, you know, crisscrossing the country, especially in the, well, not the country, but the battleground states. In Lititz, Pennsylvania today, Bunny Pants, he doesn't address the fact that these missing weapons are a problem. I mean, can anything else be screwed up by this guy and his administration? My answer is no. I mean, yes. No matter what they touch, no matter what they do, it's a screw-up. Now, Bush doesn't address the fact that the missing weapons are a problem. He just attacks Kerry for simply bringing the issue up for discussion. How dare the senator? Doesn't the senator know that Bush is perfect and Christ loves him and God looks at him favorably, would never make a mistake in Iraq? Imagine what these right-wing thugs would have done if Clinton had let 380 tons of explosives fall into the hands of terrorists who want to attack America.
Now the senator is making wild charges.
Quack, quack.
About missing explosives.
Quack.
When his top foreign policy advisor admits, quote, "We do not know the facts."
Quack. Yeah, it's funny.
Think about that.
Okay.
The senator's denigrating the action of our troops and commanders in the field.
You liar.
Without knowing the facts.
You punk.
And a political candidate who jumps to conclusions without knowing the facts is not a person you want as your commander-in-chief.
Now think about that. Think of that. Listen to them applaud. How quick do you suppose before MoveOn.org has a commercial on the airways using the moron saying right there, and a political candidate who jumps to conclusions without knowing the facts is not a person you want as your commander-in-chief? Jesus. And you know, Rove doesn't have to worry about irony when he writes this stuff for Bush. Because Bush wouldn't know irony if it came up and bit him on the ass. He doesn't understand it. But, you know, is he at a military installation? No. When he made this statement, he's in Lititz, Pennsylvania. You know what's in Lititz, Pennsylvania? Nothing. Farms! Lititz is a small town. It's a little dinky town. So what is Bush standing there saying is not a person you want as your commander-in-chief. The President of the United States is not the commander-in-chief of the people who elect him. He is, in the time of war, the commander-in-chief of the military. Now, that's a nuance. That's way too subtle for George W. Bush. But you notice how that's all he talks about anymore. He refers to himself in front of civilian audiences as, well, you want a good commander-in-chief. That's me. I'm the commander-in-chief. I am. And when I'm reelected, then you'll understand what I mean. This man has to be defeated. This man has to be driven out of office. He must. We've got, 5 days left now? 5 days for this long 4-year nightmare to end. This man will bring fascism full-blown to the United States. He is not running for commander-in-chief. In the real world, in his warped, psychopathic, Christian, kill-em-all world, yeah, he's a commander-in-chief. Because he knows, from his reading of his perverted religious texts, that enough blood and enough bodies, when the bodies are as high as Mount Everest, then Christ will step out of the clouds onto the pile of bodies. That's what these people believe. They believe the most important book in the Bible is not Genesis, it's not the Gospels, it's Revelation. John Kerry was in Rochester, Minnesota. In May of last year, there was an internal memorandum inside the International Atomic Energy Agency describing this storage of these weapons as the greatest explosive bonanza in history. They sealed it. They locked it up. And then they had to leave. You know why they had to leave? Because Bush was about to attack. Bush won't address the substance of the issue of the missing explosives, but Kerry had some strong words for too stupid to be president today after the story became public.
The bottom line is, your administration was warned. You were put on notice. But you didn't put these explosives on a priority list. You didn't think it was important. You didn't check for them. You didn't give the troops the instructions they needed. You didn't put enough troops on the ground to do that job. You didn't guard the ammunition dump, and now our troops are at greater risk.
Our troops and the civilians. Only one place that I would disagree with you, Senator. When you say you didn't put these explosives on the priority list, I think he did. The priority list belonged to Halliburton. The priority list belonged to Kellogg, Brown, and Root. The priority list said, get the weapons, we can make even more money by putting them on the black market. That's how corrupt and vile I think this administration is. I think the possibility strongly exists that the Bush crime family knew about this ammunition dump. My God, how could we not know every single... Well, it's bigger than California. How could we not know every single inch of that country? We had been overflying it and bombing the hell out of it for 11 years. Every single intelligence agency, France, Israel, Germany, Russia, the United States, understood everything that was going on inside that country. Why do you think that all this secrecy that Bush insisted on? If you don't send the troops, you don't get part of the spoils of war. How filthy is this? They're like Barbary pirates. Send the troops. Send your troops, Poland, or Germany, or France, or East Timor, whoever the hell it is, send your troops, or you don't get any of the booty. Well, I got some booty for you. So these weapons, Bush said, And Kerry says, you didn't put these explosives on a priority list. I would tend to disagree, Senator, respectfully, because these people are killers. These people are giggling killers. And all of a sudden you come across 380 tons of high-energy explosives that you can cart off in trucks and sell on the black market, and you're going to walk past it and say, no, I don't think I'll pick this up. Bush's priorities in Iraq were guard the oil first, the oil fields. Surround the oil ministry or the interior ministry. Protect that. Worry about everything else later. Screw the antiquities. What are these people talking about? That some of the stuff goes back 10, 12,000 years. That's impossible. World didn't exist that long ago. You didn't guard the ammunitions dump, Kerry says, and now our troops are at greater risk. Yeah, that's true. And the civilian populations and the United States of America. Because the Bush crime family wants to collapse this country. They want to bring this country down. They want to destroy it. And they want to replace it with a theocracy. They want to replace it with religiously insane people like John Ashcroft. They want to activate Oliver North's old plan from the mid-1980s to place every single state in this union under a military governor. You don't think so? Let these people get back in office. After hearing Bush's attack on him for merely bringing up the issue of the missing explosives, Kerry then had this to say.
And I say this to the President. Mr. President, for the sake of our brave men and women in uniform, for the sake of those troops who are in danger, because of your wrong decisions, you owe America real answers about what happened, not just political attacks.
Well, that's true, Senator, but George W. Bush cannot answer or discuss anything about this because... They don't tell him. What, the Carlyle Group, Halliburton, KBR, they're going to go to him and say, oh, by the way, dummy, we just walked off with 380 tons of high explosive munitions that we're going to sell on the black market. You'll get your cut later. You think they're going to say that to him? Nah. Let him think Christ talks to him. That's all. Or God, whatever. That'll keep him busy. From Chicago, Southside Carl is checking in. He's been holding on forever. Carl, welcome to the program.
How are you doing, Mike?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
I'm okay. Yeah, I was trying to get it on the web, but I heard late tonight that Washington Times is going to run some kind of story talking about the Russians might have helped Saddam move these explosives and stuff. So I don't know what the deal is going to be on that story, but it popped up late this evening. And,
so the Washington Times, Reverend Sun Myung Moon's paper,
oh, yeah,
is going to try to haul Bush's cojones out of the fire again, huh? Yeah. Yeah, you know, I wonder, you know, Bush talks with God. I wonder if Reverend Moon is ever on the phone when those conversations are going on, because, Reverend Moon thinks he is the latest incarnation of Christ. Hold on, Carl. I'll come back to you. We got to take a quick break here. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Alpha male. I come from Texas. I come from Texas.
The new Prime Minister of India is...
I'm Mary Hart, and this is AWRT Empowering America. Born in 1906 in Missouri, Frida grew up cleaning houses for wealthy white families. At 13, she began performing across the country with the Dixie Steppers. When the troupe split up, Frida tried to become a chorus girl, but was rejected for being too thin and too dark.
The turning point in her career came when she traveled to Paris for a new onstage review. Frida became an overnight sensation. During World War II, Frida's travels entertaining troops enabled her to work undercover for the French Resistance, smuggling secret messages in her sheet music. Frida returned home during the 1950s and 60s, and she actively engaged in the political battle against segregation. Frida Josephine Baker died in Paris in 1975.
Empowering America is brought to you by the Foundation of American Women in Radio and Television and is made possible by Walmart, committed to providing an environment that supports its associates in their professional and personal lives. Our people make the difference. Information at walmartstores.com.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
This November, America's most important decisions will be made. You should be involved.
I care about education and national security.
You can go online to learn about the candidates and their positions at dnet.org.
I care about my mother's social security.
The League of Women Voters will help you learn what you want to know.
Count me in. I want to be a part of America's most important decisions.
This message brought to you by the League of Women Voters and the National Association of Broadcasters.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed. Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-882-7408. That's 1-800-882-7408. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-882-7408. Again, 1-800-882-7408.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please go up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Hey, you've reached Chris and Jim. Leave a message. Hey, sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again, so don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay. Bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
It's about 9 before the hour. We're talking with Southside Carl, who has called in from Chicago. All right, where were we, Carl?
About the Washington Times thing. But,
well, that's right. Yeah, they're going to say the Ruskies did it, huh?
Something like that. Like I said, I was trying to find it on the web, their page, but they still show on Wednesday. Oh, there's a couple of other things I did see tonight, though. On Hardball, Ron Reagan, like he's the only one who's got any kind of sense on a lot of these shows.
He did what? Say it again.
I said he seems to be the only person on a lot of these shows who has a reasonable amount of intelligence.
Yeah,
but,
that's true. Yeah.
Matthews was on Hardball, and Matthews asked him something, but he basically point out the what's going on for a lot of these people out here, you know, being asked, well, who they're going to vote for and whatnot. And it came down to a description of a lot of these people are in denial about, well, supporting George Bush and their reasons for it, because I think they went over some poll numbers that said still some majority of Bush supporters still think that they're, weapons of mass destruction in Iraq.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Saddam has something to do with Al-Qaeda and September 11th. So it's a, you know, this this whole thing about it's sort of like someone in substance abuse. You know, you got that denial.
Right.
And
right.
To highlight the whole thing before the show went off, Al Franken was in the streets of New York. And Matthews told them to ask some of the people there why they were supporting who they were, you know, the candidate that they were supporting. So basically, they were only Democrats there. And one lady stepped right up and said why she was supporting Kerry. So he had to keep calling for somebody who supported Bush. He found one guy. And this is, I can't give you the whole thing, Mike, but it had me breaking up because the guy was like, he's answered Frank's questions, but you know how Al is. He's like, well, why are you supporting Bush? And, well, he always talks about your personal responsibility. He said he's got to be a united, not a divider. And, the guy has no answers. All he's got is excuses, basically. So I'm like breaking up, and the guy exemplified, well, somebody that's in denial. Now, if you got anybody that's who likes hip hop, maybe they—I don't know if you've seen it yet—but Eminem has.
Yeah, I saw it. That's really something. I would love to. I'm going to have to play part of that on this program. Some of it I can't, but man, that's some powerful stuff. I don't particularly listen to hip hop. It's not in my generation, if you understand what I'm saying. But and you know, Eminem is kind of a pain in the butt. But I'll tell you that video that's going around around the internet is
well,
really something.
It was on I guess it was either I think it was on MTV. I caught part of it tonight on one of the video channels because I. And flipping and trying to catch it, but
yeah, it's out there. It's
hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, one other thing before I let you go.
All right.
Are they going to run a doggone ad this weekend saying, you know, asking Bush, where is Bin Laden? I mean, how can you go to the whole election and not make
I know.
The, you know, say, well, where is he?
Yeah, I know. It's like, where in the world is, what is that game? Where in the world is, Carmen Sandiego.
Carmen said, I remember that.
Hey, I got to leave it there. Thanks, Southside
Carl.
Okay, Mike.
Have a good night.
Man. You have a nice evening. I appreciate you checking in. By the way, credit where credit's due, the program engineered New York City tonight by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac. Linda Blake screened your calls tonight. Christy Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Mark Marshall at MaximumInteractive.com assists at my website. Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org. For archive programs, and Jim in Arkansas is our music bureau chief, and of course, Catherine Bay, the executive producer. John is calling from Portland, Oregon. John, thanks for holding on forever. I appreciate your patience.
Bonjour, monsieur.
Bonjour back at you. We only have a minute and 45 seconds.
Okay, I'm just watching 60 Minutes 2 tonight.
Yeah?
And these voting machines are out of control.
Isn't it interesting that CBS waits until 5 days before the election to inform people how this election is going to be stolen?
Well, you know, I knew it. As soon as I knew years ago that Bush was going to cheat his way in again. And that's another thing. He cheated his way in last time, and everybody goes, oh, he just barely won. He never won.
No, he didn't.
He cheated his way in, he's going to do it again.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I said, bonjour, monsieur, because it's another time for another war when he does it again.
Oh, I see what the reference was.
Yeah.
I gotcha. All right. Thanks, John. I appreciate
it. Take it easy.
All right. Take it easy and what? John?
Yeah.
Take it easy and what?
And keep giving them hell.
Okay. Thank you, John. Thank you, John. You have a nice evening. Oh, it is late in the evening, right? Start the music, Kathy. Oh, dear God. You can't? Huh? Do what? Yeah, that's right. We missed the eclipse tonight. Our local news, ABC news affiliate here is showing video of it. It must have been gorgeous. I hope you saw it if you got a chance. Start the music, please. No? There! Thanks for sitting in on the program tonight, Truth Seeker. I appreciate it. I'll see you tomorrow night. Do take care. Watch your back, okay? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Missing explosives provided plenty of ammunition for President Bush and Senator John Kerry on the campaign trail Wednesday. The explosives are missing from Iraq, and the International Atomic Energy Agency says they disappeared after the invasion of Iraq. Kerry said the failure to secure those explosives revealed the president's, quote, incredible incompetence.
380 tons of explosives that could be in the hands of terrorists, and you do everything exactly the same way? On Iraq, the president just doesn't see it. He doesn't see it, so he can't fix it. I do see it, and I will fix it.
Bush fired back at a campaign rally in Pontiac, Michigan, saying Kerry was making a campaign issue out of something about which he doesn't know all the facts.
This investigation is important. It's ongoing. And a political candidate who jumps to conclusions without knowing the facts is not a person you want as commander-in-chief.
Bush said the U.S. military is investigating whether the explosives were missing before U.S. troops even arrived in Iraq. Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat is reportedly in failing health. Medics said the 75-year-old's condition worsened dramatically on Wednesday and that he was floating in and out of consciousness. Israel has said Arafat will be allowed to go wherever he wants for treatment, but